The Deschutes River boasts some of the best fly fishing in North America. Anglers from all over the world travel to central Oregon in search of the river's bounties of steelhead and trout. And late spring marks one of the best times of the year to fish. That's when the salmon flies hatch, reporter David Welch explains.
Jamie Zartler is a 40-year-old high school teacher from Portland. He's also a passionate angler. The salmon fly hatch is one of his favorite times of year.
You're always listening for your buddies or checking websites to find out, is this the weekend to go? Is this the day to call in sick?
Salmon fly is a generic term for several species of stone flies, which are large river insects. When I say large, I mean really large. Think four-winged flies the size of your pinky finger and in some cases even bigger. They spend most of their lives underwater, but when they mature in the spring, they crawl to the surface at the river's edge. That's where they hatch, taking to the air in search of a mate. This critical mass of large insects attracts large trout, and that has Zartler excited.
There are a lot of fish in this river. There's a lot of flies. It's a good day to fish.
At first, though, the weather doesn't cooperate. Thunder, lightning, and rain roll across the canyon.
This is hard.
But with the same speed that it came in, the storm quickly moves through, giving way to a picture-perfect late afternoon. And just as the last drops of rain dry up, out come the salmon flies.
So here's a trunk of a tree that I can't wrap my arms around, and I think I see 60 or 70 stonefly cases here.
We wade waist-deep in the fast-running water. Zartler casts upriver. He lets his fly float down and across little pockets where he hopes trout are waiting to feed. Zartler says that during the salmon fly hatch, trout act differently.
When these big flies come out on the water, they've really got a chance to chow down, and they take some risks that make them easier to catch than they normally do.
Which makes this one of the greatest hatches in North America to fish. It's a must-do for anglers everywhere.
An uncle of mine just died, and I think one of the things he regretted was he never fished the salmon fly hatch.
Despite Zartler's best efforts, he doesn't land a fish today.
This isn't the most difficult river in the world to fish, but it's not a picnic even in the salmon fly hatch.
As Zartler puts it, it's called fishing, not catching. And even at the height of the salmon fly hatch, a day on the Deschutes is never a sure thing. For NPR News, I'm David Welch.